I saw the best minds of my generation starving hysterical naked and left for dead, but were destined to make it. Run the Negro streets with an angry fix. Crack in their nostrils and pavements, the worst conditions, but were destined for greatness. The gunshots from the block influenced this poem's cadence. Living paycheck to paycheck has taught me most of my patience. The loss of familiar faces has taught me crime is invasive, the source of my inspiration. See, a decade before Reagan, a DJ and Cool Rasta, Bambaataa, and a couple mobsters helped father a generation of black epics and sagas. Roger was raised by Big Mama, but learned crack commandments from Papa. Tasha bumped the chief and Waka as guns when Blocka don't assume that bass vibrations can't be felt in the womb when rock music fornicated with blues. The birth of the trap beat generation. The babies of boom, equipped with African traditions and America's doom to sculptors of black culture. And your bohemian ways, your hindonostic approach, will left this boy in a maze. Your b-boy counterculture, which is more than a phase. It was the cardboard box in which we would raise and elevate to a freeze. D-boy clocking for fiends, so take the Mac to your noodle. If you reach for the cheese, he want the cream. Soliloquies of the grieved and the thieves, the beat riders who wrote poems to beats, the Kerouacs of the concrete, the Ginsbergs to the curb, the Williams to their burrows, the masses of spoken word, Cassidy's of the cuckoo's nest, and the ones flipping birds, who haikued the obscene, who free-versed the absurd. There's no way you can reverse the bridge between the music and people we wrote, or the religious gun's tongue that we tote. Just take note of this dope rhythmic quote that can summarize the ethos of the young, gifted, and black growing up cutthroat, the ethnographies of poverty that we cope, and metaphors and similes to help cope in beloved communities that are the fishing of hope. That's how the young in the music elope. There's no way you can denote the syncopation that gave voice to the streets. So black ballers from the poet elite will order canonized seat right next to Solomon and Sinclair Belise, the beat writers who wrote poems to beats. Lyrical vandals who graffitied the streets, the beat riders who wrote poems to beats. Gold rope chains and Adidas on feet, the beat riders who wrote poems to beats. Who drove in 6-4 Impalas, put the screens in the seats, the beat riders who wrote poems to beats.